You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello and welcome. This is Frank, and today I want to share some of my best practices for writing fluent parts. I composed a little waltz for piano, which I call Thank You for the Years. First, let's listen to the piece, and then let's dive into some of the details. By the way, if you prefer watching the video version of this episode, I include the YouTube link in the show notes so that you can catch up with the actual score and see what I'm talking about. Let's look at the introduction. The piece is based on F major for the most part, so I started with a simple line going down the F major scale. The other part outlines simple triads, major and minor using scale tones. This G flat hints at the tritone substitution, or the poly six, as we call it, in interval theory. That's a great way to make the transition into the F root more interesting. The same thing happens here again, and I even move chromatically into the dominant. So, for everybody just listening to the audio, here's a more detailed explanation. If you want to move into the F tonic from your C dominant seventh chord, the G flat works as a substitute for the C note, and both tones are six chromatic steps apart from each other, hence the poly six. When your melody reaches a resting point, it is an excellent opportunity to let the other parts move a bit. Neighboring scale tones, in particular, work brilliantly. If you use chords other than triads, like sevenths, ninths, or even elevenths, you might want to use resolutions, partly or full. This changes the chord complexity and sounds very nice to the ear as it introduces additional movement for the parts. This is what I would have shown you in the video version now, but you will hear it when we play through the piece a second time. For variation, you can also use chromatic lines. You might know that I love chromatic lines, so I couldn't resist using them in this piece. And since it's another rest point of the melody, let's sprinkle in a little sideline in another voice. With all that in mind, let's listen to the first few bars again, and you should have a clearer picture of what is happening in the parts by now.
¶¶
If you're wondering about the piano, it's the Sketching Piano. Academy members can download it inside the Academy for free. Even non-members can get access to it for a small amount and support us in this way. Many thanks for watching and helping us reach a wider audience with your support. This is Frank. Have a great day and best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.